Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. It is 8:30 in the morning here on Friday. I'm very happy to say it's finally Friday here on the East Coast in New York, and I hope everybody had a good week so far. Made it through the work week. We only got one more day left, and then I hope we all got some good plans for the weekend. Very excited, as always, to have back on the show with me Dame Emma Jane Brown of EJB Events. Emma, how are you doing this morning?
I'm very good, thank you.
Great. Well, I should say this afternoon for you, right? I mean, over there right now in the UK, it's about 1:30 or 2:30?
Yes, it's 1:30, yeah. It's lunchtime, really, for everybody.
There you go. So Emma, real quick before we get into everything great that EJB Events does, for what you do with the event planning, what does a typical Friday morning look like to you?
Friday is sort of assessing what's happened in the week and the meetings and just going back to doing emails, and it's quite a lot to get in because obviously the weekend is here, and some weekends I do have to work with the events, but then
sure. There
are weekends I don't. So I like to get everything done Friday and then sort of finish off sort of mid-afternoon, do some things with my family, and then, you know, sort of have a nice evening if possible, go for dinner, and then the weekend goes so quick, and then, you know, I might be contacted also over the weekend for information on an event or whatever. So I take as much time as I can, if I can, to, have some space from it, obviously.
Sure. Now, do you get that often with, with doing the work with EJB Events that you have, you know, do you leave yourself open for people to contact you during the weekend like that?
Yeah, because they might be looking up on the website or looking for something, you know, to do here in London, and
mm-hmm.
You know, I like to be around to just give them, you know, sort of a small piece of information and then say, you know, we'll get back to you on Monday. I think it's always good to be around.
Sure.
Because it makes people realize that, you know, it is a professional job and a business, and that's really how it is. It's a personal bespoke company. So, you know the rules, you know how it's got to be. So if you're willing to be committed and do this, then that's how it is.
Absolutely. So for everyone that might be just joining us, this is part six of a 10-part series that we'll be doing with Emma. And over the course of the first five episodes, really, we've learned so much about just how important, I would say, putting the client's needs ahead of your own. I mean, clearly, this is something that is a focus for EJB Events, and I think it definitely sets you apart from others probably in the event planning industry. I mean, this is also the types of events that you do, which I want you to get into, certainly sets you aside from others out there because, you know, I'm sure there's not many trying to really bring a unique experience to people the way that you seem to.
I think that's really where I got the concept of EJB Events. You know, it was really based around my knowledge of being a sports person and realizing, you know, long periods away from home and family and really little time to organize anything outside my sport. So it is. It's very vital families spend time together. And I know how hard it is, you know, to find the time to plan and organize things. So, of course, that's how I put it together for my personal concierge service. And we want to take care of details of people's lives and offer my, you know, clients' experiences that will exceed their expectations.
Sure. And so just so that our audience gets a feel for the types of events that you put together, why don't you tell us what it is that you've done in the past and what it is that you're capable of planning for your clients?
Okay, well, we have done quite a lot now with Hollywood A-listers. We're very lucky that they come over to London or Manchester, and we have an audience one night only, so we have an A-lister being interviewed on stage 90 minutes, and I have 15 to 20 clients, VVIP. They get literally early doors opening. They go into a beautiful private hall of fame at the London Palladium, which is one of the, you know, renowned, famous theatres in London, in the West End. They get looked after with champagne and canapés, and then they have the best seats in the house. After the show, they are taken back and they have, you know, something else to eat and some more champagne if they want to. They have a photo with the A-lister, and then they actually get the A-lister to come into the room. And that is so exclusive. They're up close and personal, away from the public. So that's an experience beyond belief. We also have the chance, which is very rare for any company to be able to do it. I think I am at the moment the only company that does it, that you can actually fly on a private jet to the event with the A-lister. So not only are you going to go and watch this incredible, you know, Hollywood A-lister talk and be live on the stage, but you're actually going to travel with him on the flight. And you're getting something that is so, so special that, you know, that's literally practically money can't buy. So we're very, very lucky and privileged to have that special exclusivity again. And that's taken a lot of, you know, hard work from me personally to get the trust and to get the build-up that these people, you know, especially the Hollywood A-listers, feel that happy with my clients, they feel happy with my service. So that's a big piece we do. We also do afternoon teas, which is obviously a great thing now, especially in London, but I know all over the world. It's a very traditional English format to have afternoon tea, and we'll have, again, a celebrity makeup artist that will arrive and discuss about products. She's done makeup for Catherine Zeta-Jones, Joan Collins, many, many famous celebrities again, so that's another privilege. And shooting days, we have an Olympic gold medalist who won gold at London 2012 Olympics. So we have a great time. He actually meets the groups of men or groups together if you have a woman that wants to learn how to clay shoot. So they have a private dinner with him the night before, so they get to know him, there's laughter and good food. And then the next day they go shooting with him for half a day, and they actually use the gun that he won his gold medal with. So again, a very unique opportunity and, you know, a very special event again for them.
Absolutely. And I got to ask, I know, Emma, that you've mentioned that obviously with your background in show jumping and you know, traveling really having a crazy busy lifestyle of being here and then being there and just being basically everywhere. How did you come to think about pursuing this event organization? I mean, how did it just come to you like that?
I think I'd obviously seen many sort of events I'd been to through the years of where I went to receptions where I was representing my country, and I could see sort of a few things, not good service or people actually with attitudes of, you know, how you respond to people. And I sort of took that into perspective and went away and thought, well, I wasn't quite happy with how that was spoken to, and I wasn't quite happy with this and that. And so then I decided that I would spend sort of 18 months and be like a mystery shopper, and I would go to the best of the best, and I would go and see the managers, I would go and see the hotels, I'd see the rooms, and I would then decide, you know, if it was going to be how it should be for clients. Because it's very important that if you're offering this top service, that you do offer, you know, it ticks the boxes completely for everybody. So, you know, we're not exaggerating or saying this. We have to make sure it works and it is there. So I've done that literally for 18 months, and it's good because then I know who's who. And when I arrive with my clients, they immediately come to the door. Everybody's very well behaved, and, you know, it's just manners as well make a lot to do with it. I mean, if you arrive at a hotel and you're very tired or you're jet lagged, and you know the attitude is with some people, you know, they're not very welcoming. You already feel,
right.
That's not too good, is it? You know, and I think that's a big plus, especially what I've noticed. So I don't go and say, listen, you need to go on a course of manners or do this
right.
or whatever. But I like people to respond with how my company is going to be. And when I explain the people I deal with and how I have to, you know, really respect the Hollywood A-listers that come over and spend time with us, it reflects to these people, and then they understand where I'm coming from. So it's half the battle, because they know what I want when I get there.
Sure.
So the clients get what they should get. And I think this is a major factor. It's even, you know, sometimes you go out for dinner and, you know, the food isn't good, or it's not being difficult or temperamental. It's you don't want the stress when you go to do something, because you've had stress with, you know, maybe your children or your work or whatever. Everybody has stress in their life.
Right. Yeah,
so
definitely.
If you have a space where you want to go and enjoy, surely you don't want to have stress before, during, and after. So
right.
That's what I sort of assessed. And whenever I go and do these ventures and find these hidden gems, I think of how I would want it. And that,
sure.
if it's not good for me, then it's not going to be good for my clients. So I go into the rooms and I have a look of how's what, and, you know, see how the fresh fruit is or whatever. And then I will take clients there and I'll put extra things in there. They'll have, you know, a beautiful bespoke chocolates made by a chocolatier, which are gorgeous chocolates on arrival. There's a lovely bottle of champagne that's signed and engraved by my company. There's a welcome note, not just a message on the screen that normally says welcome, you know, Miss whatever or Mr. It's actually just
right.
making those personal touches. So I've done a lot of that investigating and seeing, and yeah, you know, it's really, as I say, exceeding your expectations and sometimes trying to do the impossible, which could be possible. Sometimes I do get into that status that people ask me, you know, some bizarre things. And I think even me, as hard as and as far as I could go, you know, sometimes I have to say, well, yeah, maybe I can do this, this, and this, but, you know, I actually can't do that. But nobody in the
right.
whole wide world would be able to do it. So, but anyway, you know, I love the challenge. I love people asking me, you know, is this or is this possible? And, you know, I will go to all extremes because I'm very conscientious what I do. I'm very determined when I set out to do something, you know, to aim to please for my clients.
Now, do you have... When people come to you and say, okay, I want to have, you know, let's say an A-list encounter with, you know, whether it be dinner or whatever type of event,
yeah.
do you have a predetermined list that they can request, or how does that work?
They will say that they would, you know, some of the women will say, listen, we would love to go and meet George Clooney or,
right.
you know, Robert De Niro or whatever. I mean, you know, it can be arranged. And we can do a private dinner, but it's obviously a lot easier if they're over here and they're coming to our show, or maybe they're here for a premiere, which obviously they come to, you know, in Leicester Square, London, for their film premiere. So, yeah, I mean, I will have people that will call me and say it's a special birthday and we would love to go backstage or meet whatever. But I think when we do our audience one night only, this is where it is very special, because... As I say, not only are you going to watch the show in the best seats in the house and private boxes, but after the show, you're actually going to meet the people. And it isn't like a five-minute wonder. It is. If they're happy and they come into the room and it's relaxing, you know, the feeling when the door opens is down to my clients. This is what I make very clear to them. I can get this, this, and this, but if you... you know, immediately go up to the A-lister or you're around too much, you know, pushing, and they will just, you know, be out the other door, and it's not a rehearsal. They won't come back. They will be gone.
Right.
So the more relaxed I get my clients in that room and explain that before, the better it is, because they're very, you know, adrenaline and very excited, and, you know, it's a wow factor that they're going to receive. But they have to make sure that it is good, because that is exactly what could happen. But, no, I think the whole sort of ambience is where they walk in and they walk up to the table and they sit and have a drink and they chat. And they really do, you know, it's wonderful, because they have just done a show. And
right.
They do have very hectic lives, as we all, you know they do. But they take that special time, and it's lovely, and it's, you know, successful, and everybody's happy. And that's sort of when I can actually take a step back and feel very proud to look at my clients, you know, involved with this A-lister that's so, as I say, up close and personal, and, you know, nobody else is doing this. So that is, it's very good. But, yeah, we you know, we have people ringing to say they want their wife to learn, you know, Strictly Come Dancing, which you have in the States now as well. You know, they want to learn
Right. Dancing
for 5 weeks with one of the professionals. It's just what you want and who you want to see. And also, you know, you have to understand, as I say, and respect, is the A-lister going to do this? I mean, sometimes they don't.
Right.
So, you know, we'll organise a private dinner, and, you know, maybe five or six clients can come and have a private dinner, and that's very special. You know, I mean, gosh, you're in a private room having a lovely dinner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with Sylvester Stallone or Al Pacino. I mean, what a wow
right. Factor
that is.
That's very true. It's not something that you would soon forget.
No, it's a memory forever, which is also very nice. You know, they take
Absolutely.
It away with an incredible experience and, you know, literally overjoyed by being in that, you know, being with that wonderful A-lister.
Sure. And now, moving on a little bit, Emma, I want to ask you, I know you do a ton of different things in whatever spare time it is that you actually have, which I can't imagine
yeah.
as much from talking to you. But but so what is your affiliation with Skinny Champagne? What is this about?
This is a very new product that we're just beginning to work with. But it's skinny champagne, so it's literally no sugar. And it's the same process as they make champagne, but it's without adding the sugar in it. So it's a celebration drink, but it's guilt-free in a way.
Wow.
It tastes as good as the real thing. And, you know, the calories are like 60 calories in it, which is really good, because normally I think it's like 80 to 90. I mean, normally in a bottle, I think it's 275 calories in the skinny, where normally it's 500.
Wow.
So it's a big difference. And we've had some samples, and we have, you know, approached a couple of the hotels, because I'd like to do something with the skinny champagne for afternoon tea. I'd like to do like a skinny afternoon tea, and obviously, you know, people, I'm not saying they have to go and do the skinny afternoon tea, but maybe the husband goes for afternoon tea and he has all the, you know, the sandwiches and the beautiful scones and cream and jam, which is all the tradition, but the wife wants a lovely glass of skinny champagne with skinny afternoon tea. So we're looking
right.
into that now. It's a new thing. It's not been done before. And again, you know, the drink is healthy, but you can still enjoy the drink as you would if it was, you know, a normal drink. And as everybody knows, you know, sugar is the devil, isn't it? And unfortunately, we all want sugar
yeah.
and we all want sweets, but it is a devil. It is
yeah.
the devil, I say. So yeah, this is all new and exciting, and it will be great for me for some of my events, because also I do, you know, different events at spas. So it would be a great thing for women when they go to a day spa or maybe, you know, a weekend, and they can go and have their wonderful treatments and, you know, maybe go to lose weight as well. But they can have some of this skinny champagne and not, you know, have tons of calories and not have the amount they normally would have.
Right.
So that's very exciting. It's a new thing that's happening. We're probably going to sort of endorse it in a month or so. You know, it has been used in London. It's in Selfridges, one of the big stores, and it's been in one of the hotels there. But I'd like to actually promote it more because it's on the list, you know, up there as a wine list or a champagne list. But I think you need to push it more because, you know, people, like you just said, when I told you the difference in the calories, you know, people aren't knowing this enough. Not that I'm a health expert, because I'm not. But I think, not at all, but I think for my events, it's another thing that fits well, you know, and people who go and get their nails done, you know, sometimes want a glass of champagne or whatever. I'm letting all the husbands and the guys know that this happens. not everybody goes and has a glass of champagne when they have their nails done. I certainly don't get offered that. But I'm just saying it's a great thing to have if you are ladies lunching or whatever. And if you can have less calories, then gosh, we would do it.
Absolutely. So, yes, you know what? It's just another option for people.
Exactly. You don't have to do it. I'm not out there saying you must drink this skinny champagne.
Right.
But it is another option. And, you know, as I say, if it tastes as good as the real thing, and, you know, we always want to celebrate guilt-free if we can, then why not? Why not try it?
And so, Emma, I know that there's a lot of events that you probably have coming up that you might want to discuss for a little bit of time here as we're rounding out to about a little over 7 minutes now left in the show. But I want to make sure that people are aware of what you have coming up.
I have one really big event that I'm doing, but this is actually to do with the horse world, which obviously, you know, I'm still very passionate about because I'm
Absolutely.
An ambassador for Riding for Disabled. And I've organised an event at the end of January for 19 riders now who are so excited. But, you know, when you think literally last year, Riding for Disabled Association helped over 25,000 disabled children and adults to enjoy their life-changing benefits of, you know, horse riding, carriage driving. And they have like 500 volunteer groups all over the UK which deliver therapy, achievement, and most of all, fun through horses. So I'm very, very passionate of this. And I've organized, as I say, at the end of the month, a three-day clinic of where they're going to go and stay two nights at one of the best equestrian centers in the UK. The owners have been absolutely amazing. They've given them free stabling, free accommodation, free food, which is a big plus in the horse world because they don't always get the support and help, which I probably have said a few times before on the radio, that they need. So for me, that's going to be a wonderful weekend. I've booked it off, obviously, because I want to be with them. And, yeah, that's my next sort of thing at the end of this month. And then we've got a few things that we've got dinners and stuff sorted for people for Valentine's. And then, of course, we've got Mother's Day, so we've done a few things for mothers. And then all of a sudden the sports calendar starts. We have Cheltenham Races, which is a huge race course near, well, sort of about 40 minutes from me. That's an incredible 4 days. So you get a lot of corporate companies. You get a lot of people coming from abroad to come and stay and get dressed up and go to the races and enjoy, you know, the greatness of that sport. And it sort of goes from there then. You're getting then into Formula One, Silverstone and everything in July, which is another great event. The tennis with Wimbledon, again, you know, that's great. The Formula One's going to be very exciting because we're going to nearly organise it, but it's a definite that we're going to do a dinner the night before the races. So we're going to be getting some ex-race drivers such as David Coulthard and Mark Blundell, to have dinner actually with clients before the day the Formula One starts. So again, a very, very, very exclusive evening. Complete stories told at the table of, you know, their days of racing and what they've gone through. And it just enlightens a little bit more than just basically buying tickets for them, getting them there in a, you know, in a limo or a helicopter or whatever. So it's another extra thing that EJB Events puts on. And again, you know, another memorable event for them to go home, you know, and hopefully come back and do more.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, I have to ask, so with EJB Events, yeah, and again, just so that everyone's aware, they can go to ejbevents.co.uk to check out more information.
Yeah.
But is there a particular time of year that is your favorite to be planning events? Is there, you know, something more about, you know, whatever season it is that entices you to set up a different style of event that you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, I mean, I love the racing season. I love Ascot. Mm-hmm. That's in June. It's the Queen's there, and it's just amazing. We have a wonderful hotel about 4 miles from Ascot Racecourse, and I love to sort of organise the nights before when people arrive, and we get a hairdresser in, and she comes and checks everybody's hats and everything, and the husbands or partners are all downstairs, you know, having a nice drink and relaxing. And I really love that, because after the races, they all come back to the hotel and they sit out on this huge veranda, this beautiful hotel that's hidden in lovely countryside, but, you know, sort of 30, 40 minutes from London. They have a lovely day the next day after they've been to the races, walking round, and they go and see all the horses, and that I love. I also love the shooting as well, because I'm so competitive as well, so I like to, you know, get the ladies involved, and, you know, they might, as I say, never been competitive or interested to even, you know, race or try and challenge something, and they come away with a huge smile, and they become different people. So it's quite therapeutic as well, really, because they might literally arrive and say, I really don't think this is for me, or I don't want to do that. And they do it. They thoroughly enjoy it. And they take it up as a hobby, you know, after they have actually done it for the first time, which is very, you know, rewarding for me as well, because, yeah, okay, it's obviously my company, and, you know, it's my job to make sure they have and enjoy what's what. But when they ring me sort of a couple of weeks later and tell me they're taking it up as a hobby, that's very rewarding for me.
Absolutely. And you know what, I mean, it's nice to hear, because it sounds like obviously you love what you do, and that definitely transcends into your communication with other people. I mean, that's amazing. You know, a lot of people, they get kind of stuck in a situation. They get stuck in a job, stuck in eventually becomes a full-time career, and they don't get to do necessarily what they love. But you have that ability, so that's great.
Yes. I'm happy, you know, very happy to help people, you know, it's like I do with the para riders this, you know, the couple of weekends away. And just to see them all in one place, being able to not be rushed, you know, driving and having to panic to get the horses off, and everything is all rush, rush, rush. And to actually get everybody, I feel like I've got a big team all together, and it's going to be very, very good fun. You know, everybody's going to be enjoying, learning a tremendous amount, which normally, you know, they wouldn't be getting. And that will be a very, very exciting weekend for me. And it's work again. I mean, you know, I've organized the whole thing. I've organised them, you know, everything that they need when they get there. So it is. It's like another event for me.
That's great.
It's, again, so nice, because the owners are really helpful. They have listened to my stories about each and every one of the disability riders, and they're all there to help. So I love that. You know, I love it when people are in to help and, you know, feeling obliged and no issues, and, you know, because Nothing always goes to plan, does it, as we all know?
It truly
never
does.
So it's nice to know that that's ahead of me in 2 weeks, and I can't wait. Be good.
All right. Well, unfortunately, Emma, we are out of time for today's show, but I'm glad to say we got you coming back on for a bunch more. So check out, everybody, please check out ejbevents.co.uk, and we will have Emma back on the show next week. All right. So, Emma, thanks again for coming on today.
Thank you. I'd just like to say a big, big sort of thank you to New York. And everybody, as always, have a great, safe day.
All right. Well, take care, Emma. And from everyone here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying we'll see you soon. Have a great weekend, everybody.